It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Hello again, everybody. And before I speak with Jeffrey Goldberg about Obama, McCain, Hezbollah, war and peace, little things like that, it's time to launch the first ever Brian Lehrer Show Transportation Road Rally. Are you ready for this? With the launch of the New York City Bike Share program yesterday, we thought we would do a thoroughly unscientific experiment, seeing how long it takes a bike, a taxi, and a subway train to get from point to point in New York City. This is selective, of course. Now, our three participants are Kate Hines and Jim O'Grady of our Transportation Nation team, and Brian Lehrer Show producer Jody Avergan. They are all currently standing on the corner of Clinton and East Broadway on the Lower East Side, and their goal is to get back to the WNYC studios here on Varick Street near the Holland Tunnel. Jim will be using the new bike share, Kate will be taking the subway, and Jody is hopping a cab. Jody, you picked this spot. Why the Lower East Side?
Hey, Brian. Well, we wanted to pick a spot that was sort of representative of a transportation dilemma. So to get to the studios from here, you have to go across town and you have to go north a few blocks. And there's pluses and minuses to all the modes of transportation. So you could reasonably hop a cab or take the subway or use the bike share. And, of course, we'll just say out loud that there are lots of variables we're not taking into account, you know, time of day, traffic. It's starting to rain here, which Kate is very excited about because it means that everyone's going to try and jump into a cab, and it improves her chances. The cost, both monetary and environmental. So all those things factor into most people's transportation decisions, but this is just an unscientific experiment, so we're going to try and get from the corner of Clinton and East Broadway back to you.
Huh. And we want to be very clear, folks, this is not a race. We had a long conversation about not encouraging a race, especially for the purpose of bike safety. So this is kind of a timed comparison, not a race. And we even instituted ground rules to ensure this. No one can break a sweat. Move at a reasonable pace. Jim has to adhere to all the biking rules, including going one way on the one-way streets, the right way, and not running any red lights. Kate can walk briskly to the subway but cannot sprint to catch a transfer train or yell for someone to hold the door open from 100 yards away. And Jody cannot elbow away any little old ladies to catch the first taxi. So quickly, before we start the road rally, what's each of your respective strategies here? Kate, do you have a subway route?
Here, I'm handing the phone to Kate here.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Kate. So it's kind of a funky commute. It's sort of from Lower East Side to Lower West Side. It's hard to do that by subway.
I feel like I'm the poster child for bike share or taxi right here. I'm at a distinct disadvantage, although should the sky open up, I will feel better. I'm going to head a couple blocks west to the F train stop on East Broadway and then go uptown. And then my big decision point will come at West 4th Street when I have to choose to either take the C or the E downtown one stop to Spring, or get out and walk very briskly, not running, to the station.
And Jim, where's the nearest bike share dock to where you are?
Oh, hey, Brian. This is Jim. I'm going to win. My approach is very scientific. I use my city bike phone app, so the bike share is about a block away. I go there, use my key, unlock the bike, head west, and then basically I'm just going to go up northbound on Allen Street and then Prince Street all the way back to WNYC. As you say, obeying all the traffic rules, but moving briskly.
That's right.
By my own locomotion.
This is preschool rules here, though. There are no winners and losers here. Okay, you got that?
I know you have to say that.
So there are no winners and losers here. Hand the phone back to Jody, and
okay. We'll
wrap this up.
Jody,
where are you going to catch a cab?
All right, so I don't really see any on this intersection, so I may walk north a block to Grand. And then the big thing is the route. I'm definitely in the avoid Canal Street at all times camp, so I'll probably have my cabbie take Houston cross town. And then when I get closer to the station, there's some one-way streets that may make things a little complicated. But I'm pretty confident, and hopefully it's a short trip because I'm definitely expensing this to you, Brian.
All right. I have no comment on that. We will put it through the normal red tape here at the WNYC Reimbursements Department. But the first WNYC Transportation Nation Road Rally is now under way. They will be checking in, except Jim, who'll be on his bike, unless he stops to do it, on our Twitter feed at Brian Lehrer, so you can follow us to see how they're doing, and they'll come on the air as soon as they reach the station. Jim, Kate, Jody, be safe out there, especially if it's starting to rain, and we'll see you back at the station before the end of the hour.
All right, thanks. All right.
Thanks, Brian.
By the way, Jody's cab just made a power move after some Lower East Side traffic and is now at Houston and Thompson. Cabby eating Chinese food. Incoming Jim has arrived. The bicycle got here first. The bicycle beat the taxi. Do we have Jim walking in the door right now? Okay, here comes WNYC's Jim O'Grady from our Transportation Nation project. And listeners, if you're just joining us on this first day of the Bike Share program, we decided to see, not as a race, just as a measurement with, you know, standard speeds used and all of that, who would get back to the WNYC studios on Varick Street first from Clinton and East Broadway on the Lower East Side. Jody Avergan in a taxi, Kate Hines taking the subways. It's a little bit of a funky subway commute from there. Or Jim O'Grady using the Bike Share program. Jim, you are here. I do not believe you got here first.
Believe it, Brian. It worked like a dream. It really went very well. I mean, it was raining out there, so it wasn't the most pleasant bike ride I've taken. And there was construction on Rivington Street, so I had to walk the bike for a block on the sidewalk with a delivery guy, a bike delivery guy, who was obeying the rules as well. And then I left the bike in the dock at Spring Street and 6th Avenue.
How's the bike itself as a machine? Because it's a one-speed, right?
It's a three-speed.
Oh, it's a three-speed.
And I got to say, I like that bike. The three-speeds have a nice range. The lights are generated by your own power. And the brakes worked really well in the rain.
And the tires are what, like heavy mountain bike tires?
They are, and they're filled with helium to be puncture-resistant. I thought it was a good ride. I kept up with a guy on a fixie down Prince Street. That was a pretty good measure.
I burst the tire, and the air came into my... Oh, no, it's not really filled with helium. Or it didn't burst the helium into me.
Right.
All right. Well, we'll see who comes in later, but congratulations.
Oh, we see waving. We see an arrival. It's
Jody.
Oh,
there's Jody. Jody cannot believe it. Jody, come in. Jody, who was...
He's crushed.
Jody, who was...
Relic of the fossil fuel age. Welcome.
I cannot believe this.
And Jody, who was just sort of... What's the word? You were so nonchalant when you walked out of here today, Jody. You said...
Unbelievable.
This is fun, but I'm going to be here first, so it's going to be boring.
I thought we were going to be here for 10 minutes waiting for Jim.
Think again, my friend.
Were you there 10 minutes waiting for a taxi?
I was there for a while. I got hit with a double... It started raining the instant we hung up the phone. So I was standing in the rain, and there were no cabs. And I did the, like, you know, walk three blocks, start to panic a little bit. Usually, I think the best strategy with a cab is just stay put and let it come to you if you're on a big street. And I did the rookie mistake of started to scramble around and try and find a cab.
You panicked.
I panicked. And you were in my head, Jim.
And Jody, as the organizer of this this little hullabaloo here, is the moral of the story that, oh my goodness, there is now a better way than there used to be before, at least as an option, to get from place to place in Manhattan, because you couldn't have just borrowed a bike on the spur of the moment in the past.
Right. That's exactly right. And obviously, there's so many other factors. This is just very unscientific. We'll note that Kate Hines may not show up till the show's done. But but yeah, I think that that's the point, is when you're in this one of these sort of weird parts of town, you now have at least one more option.
Look at all these people from the news department gawking at you through
this
the window.
This is the upset of the century.
I have not seen
this is App State over Michigan.
I have not seen a gawking scene like this across the glass. Here comes Naomi Lewin from WQXR. I haven't seen a gawking scene like this across the glass since last Thursday when Anthony Weiner was here.
Oh, that's right. If I may inject a note of perhaps controversy, I have to say I took a rolling stop in a few places. The thing,
for
a very narrow side street, there's a red light. I came to a full stop. I looked both ways, and then I proceeded like a pedestrian. And the kind of thing that bicyclists do all the time and very safely, in my opinion, in New York City. So I did not follow the absolute letter of the law on every occasion.
If it's any consolation, I think my cabbie took a few rolling stops as well.
We will talk in a few minutes to the New York City Transportation Commissioner, Jeanette Sadiq Khan, whose brainchild the Bike Share program is, including about biking safety and who knows if there are going to be lawsuits or whatever's coming down the road when a lot of inexperienced bikers start to commute in Manhattan. But Jim O'Grady, Jody Avergan, thanks a lot. And coming up next, tired of the same old politicians, former candidate Mark Winston Griffith on how to run for city council yourself.